Time now to answer today's geo quiz and pay a visit to a remote outpost in the South Atlantic. The answer is Tristan da Cunha, or Tristan for short. Only 269 people live on this island. That's about twice the size of Manhattan. And locals say there's a strong sense of community. You can hear it in their voices.
My name is Cheseldon Lavarello. I'm 66 years old. I'm a fisherman, and I fish for lobster. That's the main income of the island of Tristan. The lobster is, to us, it's not a great dish because we can get it when we want it, and it's not expensive for us. We get it free, but other people have to pay through their teeth to get it. On a fishing day, when the sea is flat, around about 4 o'clock, the dong is rung, so all the fishermen know that it's a fishing day. There's 36 fishermen, and then the boats leave the harbour about 6, and then they return at about 5 in the evening. I've been a fisherman for 50 years. My grandfather was Italian, and he was shipwrecked on the island of Tristan on the ship called the Italia. The main thing on Tristan, why the people like it here, is the freedom. Because there's nowhere in the world where you can get freedom like you can on Tristan. Well, I mean, you can walk around anywhere, nighttime, daytime. You're not worried you get in any danger. You can go do what you like anytime you like, and there's no problems. And that's the reason it's... freedom is the main thing.
Mrs. H. Rogers, 5 Prince Philip Street.
Rachel Green.
Robin Repetto.
I'm Iris Green, the postmistress on Tristan da Cunha. We receive mail from overseas, depending on when ships call. It can take from about 1 month, or sometimes we have a gap of about 3 months before we actually receive mail. We issue 6 commemorative issues of stamps each year. This is a 4-stamp issue that shows the traditions of sheep shearing at the end of the year, ratting day, the islanders kill rats to try to keep them under control, longboats sailing to Nightingale Island, and the Old Year's Night. Old Year's Night, the last day of the old year, is when the guys get dressed up in costumes and they're known as Okalolis. They normally go around scaring the young children and the young ladies. And our stamps are very popular.
That's Iris Green, the postmistress, and fisherman Chess Lavarello. Andy Isaacson sent us that audio postcard from Tristan da Cunha. His story about the most remote inhabited island appears in an upcoming issue of National Geographic's Traveler magazine.